May the words of my mouth be acceptable to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to explore one of the most caring stories of healing in the New Testament, the healing of the paralyzed man at the pool. As we look at this passage, I want to focus not just on the healing that Jesus brought, but also on how this story relates to our mission as a church. This world is filled with hurt, brokenness, and loss. The church is meant to be a place of healing, restoration, and welcome for all who are in need. Jesus not only healed the man at the pool, he released him into a new life. So we too are called to open the doors of our church, not to those who are just spiritually paralyzed or spiritually hurting or maybe just in the need of a fresh start. In John 5, we read that Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. And there was a pool, and there were many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. A place where people were in deep need and desperation. The pool was known for its healing properties, and the people believed when the water stirred, the first person to get in would be healed. So if you could visualize this, the pool was surrounded by people, people who were stuck, people who were waiting to get into the pool. Isn't this an image of many people in our world today? People who feel spiritually or emotionally stuck, people who are searching for purpose, meaning, and hope, but don't know where to find it. Maybe they've been hurt by past experiences at a church, disappointed by relationships, or just don't know where to turn. This is where our church comes in. A church is not to be a place for perfect people or for those who have it all together. The church is meant to be a hospital for the hurt. It is meant to be a place of welcome, where everyone, no matter what their past, no matter their struggles, can come and find healing. In John 5, 6, there was a man who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Jesus sees the man. He sees his need. He doesn't just walk past him. He doesn't ignore him. And he doesn't look at him with judgment. Jesus stops and sees the man in his brokenness. 38 years is a long time to wait, a long time to feel invisible. We too may overlook people like the man at the pool. But Jesus did notice him. He didn't just see the man who was paralyzed. He saw someone that needed restoration. As a church, we are called to do the same. We are called to see hurting people, not just as they appear on the outside, but as they are on the inside. People walk into our churches with broken hearts, with fears and doubts. Do we see them? Do we notice when someone is sitting alone in a pew or maybe in the great hall? Do we see someone who is struggling? Do we go sit with them? Jesus saw the man and cared enough to stop and engage him. We too are called to stop and engage people. The church should be a place where people are seen and valued and loved, no matter their struggles or where they come from. In John 8, then Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." This moment is so profound. The man didn't ask Jesus for help. He didn't even know who Jesus was. And Jesus didn't just offer him temporary relief or a little bit of healing. He offers him wholeness, a complete transformation. The man is told to take up his mat and walk, leave behind the past of his paralysis. That's what Jesus does for us. He calls us out of our old life and into a new life. The church is a place where this transformation can happen and does happen. It's not about feeling better for the moment. It's about becoming a new creation in Christ. Many people walk through the doors of the church and they're not looking for temporary help or a Band-Aid to their problems. They are looking for real change, a fresh start, a new beginning with Christ. As a church, we have the privilege of offering them through the message of the living gospel to feel genuine welcome. And the man was made well. He took up his mat and he began to walk. The man is instantly cured. He picks up his mat and walks. What an incredible moment this is. And Jesus didn't just heal the man, he gave him a path to a new life. But when Jesus healed him, he not only gave him the ability to walk, he gave him the ability to leave behind his old identity. When people come into our church, they should be able to leave behind their old identity, their hurts, their fears, their mistakes, and walk into a new life with Christ. As a church, we're called by Christ to create a welcoming environment where people can lay down their mats of the past to walk forward in the freedom that Jesus offers us and the love that we can offer. Our cathedral's mission statement is, we exist to experience, embody, and extend the love of Christ, the love of God in Jesus Christ. So how can we apply this in our life as a church? First and foremost, we must remember that the church is not a club for the righteous, but a hospital for the broken. We are here to be a place where people can come as they are and find healing. Bishop Justin's call for us at our diocesan convention is that we need to be cultivating a culture of belonging. And I'll quote, "We need to be churches that are safe. We need to be churches that are intentional about outreach. We need to cultivate a culture of belonging. That is why people will stay when we treat them like visitors, treat them like guests and not like visitors." With the support of our bishop, Dean Kidd, our clergy, our chapter, we are implementing a new diocesan ministry called Invite, Welcome, and Connect, which is simple but intentional. We invite people to our church. When they arrive here, we truly welcome them. And then once they become members or just feel like they're belonging, we connect them to our ministries here at the church. Michelle Moore has been leading our ministry team of Invite, Welcome, and Connect since March and has been working diligently with the diocesan staff, other churches, and other lay ministry members of Invite, Welcome, and Connect, so that we can be the church that Jesus Christ calls us to be. More information on Invite, Welcome, and Connect will be forthcoming in the following weeks and months. As individuals and as a church, we must ensure we welcome those who may feel like they don't belong. It's not about having the right people in the seats. It's about opening our doors wide and saying, "Come as you are. There is room for you here." As we reflect on Jesus' healing at the pool, I want to ask each of you some questions. How are we welcoming people into our church? Do we see the needs of those around us, both inside and outside of the church? Are we intentionally creating a space where people can encounter Jesus and experience transformation? Our church can truly be a place where people experience the same healing and restoration as the man at the pool. We can be that place where people lay down their own mats of the past and walk into the freedom of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for seeing each of us in our own brokenness and for welcoming us into your family. Help us be a church that mirrors your love, compassion, and welcome, and belonging. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.